Welcome to Energy First Responders. It's the 11th day of March 2025. We give great thanks. As we bring in the light, as we become columns of light, as our core consciousness comes together. The very center of our beingness is almost like a column of light. And it comes from that place where we are whole, where the humanity and the infinite, unconditional love come together. Many of us call this the zero point. To me, it's that place where we first were created. As we allow ourselves to go into the oneness, into becoming what looks like a column of light. Center above, center below, core column. As we breathe very gently and slowly, asking for everything that's happening in our group today. Come forward into the light. With ease and grace for our bodies, our minds, our soul, our spirit. And I mean all the energetic bodies as well as the physical body. As we ask for healing, restitution, coming together. And we allow now this concept of narratives or stories, the things that we tell ourselves, where the beliefs are. The judgments, the ideas. But the way in which they're used is what we're talking about as well today. How some people create followings based on narratives and can point to, oh, look, here's this fact, here's this thing that happens. Therefore, that means the narrative is true. And the filters that we use to filter out things that don't match the narrative. So they can't be true, we'll just discard them. As we begin to allow the higher consciousness, the unconditional love, the infinite, no beginning and no end, that allows us to become really, really deeply centered. As we allow that space of centering, to come in and merge. Very, very deep ways. That place where we truly are whole. And we ask that our narratives begin to come more and more from there, have that influence of our wholeness for all of our narratives, for our stories, our beliefs, our judgments, our actions that come from there. No matter what is going on, and we begin to do this as we also become one with nature, particularly today, the trees. For some reason, the trees are asking to be with us. And the narratives they carry with each other, how they survive, how they talk to each other. And we allow this sense of wholeness, place where we allow our narratives to begin spreading over the planet. Every man, woman, and child. Allow them to be open to it or not. Every animal, plant, and mineral. All of the elements. Earth, air, fire, water, ether. And the elementals, as we ask that they rise in consciousness with us, and they help create the wholeness. And we allow all of these narratives about who and what humanity is and has begin to reek of wholeness, reek of unconditional love, infinite faith, and allow this center of our being, each human, become more and more clear, more and more light, more and more love. That feeling of peace, that deep, deep place of stillness, peace, permeating. We ask it to permeate the body now, allowing the true narrative for each cell in the body. Each quark, each part, each aspect, each system come to fruition. As we bathe in the light, and as we allow this core consciousness, this center, place where unconditional love meets humanity, within the earth, feel all of this going in through our feet, particularly grid structure, but allowing Mother Earth to receive, to know that humans are striving for this, be in that loving place. Trust. As we allow ourselves to go into sacred space within each one of us, into the silence, it will bring some more language of light through as we go into the silence. Akatika say, Deify Anna Mahe, Deya Homo, O Lawaya, Deisha, Deisha, Deisha. Haya Lawaya, Haya Lawaya, Haya Lawaya. May that wholeness affect everyone. Just allow yourself come back into your waking consciousness. Allow yourself to open your eyes gently. Take a few breaths as you know how to do. Look around the room, come back. And allow ourselves to allow this work through us through the weeks ahead to help wherever is most helpful. We give great thanks, deep gratitude. Say the word, so be it, so it is done.